evidence that can never be found is not overwhelming. It's not evidence at all. University of Bristol, England, bacteriologist Alan H. Linton went looking for direct evidence of speciation and concluded in 2001, "None exists in the literature claiming that one species has been shown to evolve into another. Bacteria, the simplest form of independent life, are ideal for this kind of study, with generation times of 20 to 30 minutes and populations achieved over 18 hours. But throughout 150 years of the science of bacteriology, there is no evidence that one species of bacteria has changed into another. Since there is no evidence for species changes between the simplest forms of unicellular life, it is not surprising that there is no evidence for evolution from prokaryotic, i.e. bacterial, to eukaryotic, i.e. plant and animal cells, let alone throughout the whole array of higher multicellular organisms. So, evolution's smoking gun is still missing. Darwinists claim that all species have descended from a common ancestor through variation and selection, but they can't point to a single observed instance in which even one species has originated in this way. Never in the field of science have so many based so much on so little. The late Stephen Jay Gould, once called America's unofficial evolutionist laureate, loved baseball. If biology were a baseball game, the Darwinists would be celebrating right now in their locker room, surrounded by fawning journalists, as though they had just won the World Series. Outside, however, thousands of paying customers are still on the stands scratching their heads. How could the Darwinists have won the game, the crowd wonders, when they never even made it to first base? Bacteria are conservatives. Throughout 150 years of the science of bacteriology, there is no evidence that one species of bacteria has changed into another. Since there is no evidence for species changes between the simplest forms of unicellular life, it is not surprising that there is no evidence for evolution throughout the whole array of higher multicellular organisms. Bacteriologist Alan H. Linton, 2001. Chapter 6. Not Even a Theory. Guess what? The claim that it is a fact that all living things evolved from a common ancestor is really just a way to protect Darwinism from critical analysis. When a public school district decided to inform students that Darwinism is a theory, not a fact, the Darwinists had the decision declared unconstitutional. In the course of arguing their case, the Darwinists so exalted the meaning of theory that their doctrine no longer qualifies as one. In 1981, Harvard evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould wrote, "Evolution is a theory. It is also a fact. And facts and theories are different things, not rungs in a hierarchy of increasing certainty. Facts are the world's data,